Please take your seats. Thank you. We have an invocation by Member Bostic, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In 1 Kings chapter 3, King David has died, and Solomon is barely on the throne of Israel. There was no great temple, no great riches, and many factions within and without Israel were working against his rule. Solomon remained faithful, and God appeared to him and said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Solomon asked God to grant him an understanding mind and a discerning heart. My prayer for us today is the gift which Solomon received. We so often cry for things we do not have and forget to be thankful for the many blessings which are so abundant. We need that understanding mind and discerning heart to guide us through our days and make the best use of all that is ours. Amen.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Owens.
Present.
Rakowskis.
Here.
Rankin.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Segabiano.
Here.
Soldner.
Here.
Wendt. Wohlrab.
Here.
Ahart. Bostic.
Here.
Butler.
Here.
Kaisley. Cavallini.
Here.
Gordon.
Present.
Hasselton.
Here.
McIntyre.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Knuckles.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Sorensen.
Here. 18.
Yes.
18 members present. We have a quorum. There are no requests from members of the public or county employees. We have a consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from consent? Motion to be approved as presented. Segabiano, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Report of the Standing Committee's Executive Committee, Vice Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Executive Committee brings no items for action this morning. Our general report can be found on pages 52 through 57 in our packets.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Vice Chairman Owens of the Executive Committee? Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
We bring no action items before the board, and our two-page general report can be found on page 62 to 64. Quiet month.
A statement of efficiency. Thank you.
Yes.
Any questions for Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hasselton.
We have no items for action today, Mr. Chairman. Items can be found on pages 65 to 71. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Hasselton of the Transportation Committee? None heard. Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee, who obviously intends to break with tradition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Finance Committee brings several items for action this morning. I would like to group D1, A, and B together. This has to do with Fund 0103 within the Health Department, and I would so move these two items.
We have a motion, Owens, second Moss, for items D1, A, and B. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Yes.
Mr. Wendt?
Mr. Chairman, I think in reading this, I see we're getting extra money from the federal government. And then I think it's this one that we're adding a full-time job rather than a part-time job. And I think at this point in time, we should probably reject this type of thing because we are increasing our budget. And I will be voting no on those two items. Thank you.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? We have a motion. Chairman Owen, second. Member Moss. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Recorded. Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. D1C is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the 2009 Combined Appropriations and Budget Ordinance for Fund 0105 through the Health Department, and I would so move.
We have a motion. Owen, second. Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Recorded. Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Items D1, D, and E, request approval of the ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the budget 2009 combined appropriations and budget ordinance for funds 0107. I'd like to move D and E together, and this has to deal with the fund 0107, and I would so move.
Motion Owens, second Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Recorded. Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our general report can be found on pages 80 through 99 in the packet.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings three items for action. Item E1A is request approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the Law and Justice Commission Mobile Team Unit, MTU, and McLean County Court Services, and I so move that.
You're moving item A and B? Or
I'm
just
sorry. Excuse me. Item E1A.
E1A. We have a motion, Renner, for E1A, second Rankin. Questions, comments, or discussion? Chairman Renner.
Just to make a comment, the intergovernmental agreement here will allow probation detention officers to continue their training at the MTU at local regional training headquarters located at Heartland.
Great, thank you. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Passes.
Item E1B is request approval to apply for the JAG Recovery Law Enforcement Grant from the Illinois Criminal Justice Authority Information Authority and the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Hosselton. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And item E1C, I'm actually happy to move because in a time of really tight budgeting, it's nice to be able to save a couple of $100,000 and would like to commend our sheriff for showing the initiative here. And that's request approval to award a bid for jail food service to Aramac in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that.
Motion, Renner, second, Segoviano. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes.
And our 14-page general report is found on pages 122 to 135. Thanks.
We don't measure our effectiveness in pages, sir.
I didn't suggest that. Sometimes size matters.
Are there any questions for Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? None heard. We shall gleefully move on. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, especially for allowing me to try to follow that. The Land Use and Development Committee brings no items for action this morning, and we have the second shortest general report on pages 136 through 139.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? I think I'll probably ask one. A couple of months ago, we had a presentation from the Regional Planning Commission where they presented their draft regional plan, which has been routed to the Land Use and Development Committee for review. Is that scheduled or on the agenda for coming up or something?
Both. Yes, all it right. is scheduled. It's on the agenda for our September meeting. It is a meeting to which obviously anyone can come, particularly members of the county board are welcome to hear and participate.
Okay, thank you. For those of you who haven't been on the board for a round of regional planning reports, this is their updated regional plan, which we saw at a full joint meeting with the town of Normal and the city of Bloomington a couple of months ago. The Land Use and Development Committee will now spend some time reviewing that, talking about it, and will bring a recommendation to support, amend, or reject the plan. Where this becomes important is it is used as a guideline to some extent in our own zoning discussions as questions and requests come to us. It's a comprehensive plan. Chairman Gordon, if you want to add to that.
The only thing I want to add is that the Land Use and Development Committee's September meeting will be on Thursday, September 3rd, first Thursday as usual, beginning at 4:45 p.m. in this room.
Great. Thank you. Any questions of Chairman Gordon? Yeah. Member Koskos?
Yes. Today I see we have the draft for the Greenway plan. Will that also be discussed at the same time with that or not?
It is certainly possible time permitting, but the principal purpose of that meeting is to examine the proposed draft regional plan. If the Greenways plan discussion can be integrated with that, it could well be under consideration as well.
Other questions or comments for Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? Next up, report of the County Administrator, Mr. Lindbergh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report. I'd be happy to answer any questions from the members.
Are there any questions of the Administrator's office? None heard. Other business or communications to come before the board? None heard. We have bills to pay. We have bills totaling $6,546,241.55. Is there a motion to approve the bills? Motion Cavallini, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We are adjourned until September 15th, 2009, regular meeting.